Earlier this month, Washington voters passed Initiative 1351. Its intent is to ease crowding in K-12 classrooms. It would add nearly 10,000 staff members, including counselors, janitors, and nurses, as well as teachers. It would cost about $2 billion a year. Here's the problem. The measure didn't come with a funding source. Now it's in the lap of state lawmakers. Democrat Ross Hunter chairs the House Budget Committee.
I don't have the votes for a budget that funds it because I'd have to provide a lot of revenue. And I think on the Republican side, where they've said that they want to do a budget with no new revenue, I don't think that they have the budget for $6 billion worth of cuts to existing programs.
Austin Jenkins is KUOW's Olympia correspondent, and he told Marcy Silman there are two scenarios for what lawmakers might do.
The two scenarios basically are that they implement this at a cost of about $2 billion in the next two-year budget, which is big money down here. Or they say, we can't fund this, or we can't fund all of it, and they either suspend or modify it, which sounds easier said than done. And that's because it takes a two-thirds vote of the legislature in the first 2 years after an initiative passes to change it. And it's not easy to get, as Ross Hunter, the House Budget Chair down here, says, you can't get a two-thirds vote to decide when to go to lunch. So, and you can view this two ways. This did not pass by huge margins. This was not some huge mandate from the voters. On the other hand, it passed. And so to suspend it because of the vote it requires seems to me to suggest that no matter what happens, class size will be a part of the broader conversation, and it will be a bigger piece of the McCleary solution that the legislature comes up with in 2015.
What do you think the most likely scenario will be?
Well, as Ross Hunter, again, has noted, for Democrats to vote to suspend this would not be easy. Remember, it was the Washington Education Association and the National Education Association, you know, teachers unions that funded and backed this thing. Key Democratic allies, big money involved. And so to vote to roll this back will not be an easy vote for a lot of Democrats. The way that I see this happening is then class size has to be a broader part of the discussion around funding K-12 education, which is part of this broader discussion about the McCleary decision from the Supreme Court. So class size becomes an issue, and maybe the way they soften the blow to the union is by saying, well, we're not going to implement your initiative, but you're going to get something out of the final loaf.
We're talking about the class size measure initiative 1351 with Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins. And you just referred to McCleary. And for folks who don't remember what that is, that was a decision by the state Supreme Court that ordered lawmakers to fully fund K-12 schools, which would cost billions of dollars. The state Supreme Court earlier this year held the legislature in contempt if it doesn't fully fund basic education. I believe the court gave the legislature this coming session to do just that or something.
Yeah, or maybe they get sent to jail or something.
So what role does McCleary actually play in the overall class size debate?
Well, that's a really interesting question, because you can define McCleary very narrowly, or you can define it very broadly. The teachers union would say it should be a much broader definition than the legislature is using. And as you broaden the definition, the price tag becomes bigger. The class size measure, 1351, draws from recommendations made by the QEC, the Quality Education Council, I think is what that stands for. So these are not ideas that were just pulled out of thin air, but they're costly ideas. You're talking about hiring thousands of additional teachers, more than 10,000 support staff. You're building new classrooms. So class size can be part of the conversation. It already has been in terms of McCleary, in terms of reducing lower class sizes, K-3. There seems to be diminishing research that shows in the upper grades that there's a real benefit. But to the extent that interest groups want that to be part of the discussion, and now they've got this initiative on their side, I think no matter what, class size is a bigger part of the conversation down here.
Just a last question. The Washington Education Association, the union that represents teachers and other education workers, got this measure on the ballot. Does the WEA come out as the ultimate winner?
Well, I think that the WEA has leverage now. It's not the ultimate winner if this thing gets suspended, because I don't think that was actually their ultimate strategy. But to the extent that they got this passed and now have that leverage, yeah, it gives them some muscle in this conversation. Of course, the position, and I talked to the campaign, the position for now is it's now the law. They expect the legislature to implement it. But that's a starting point, right? Mm-hmm. You can negotiate from there. And in Olympia, once the elections are over and the legislative session starts, everything is about negotiating.
Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins speaking with KUOW's Marcy Silman. State lawmakers convene the 2015 session 7 weeks from today on January 12th. This is The Record on KUOW.